Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 17th and the 17th day of the dog days of podcasting. Got that right. This will probably be the only thing that you will hear, time you will hear me talk about electronics and the fixing of them and things like that. But I was going to share about that a little bit today because I've been playing with my Nexus 9 tablet, which I've had for like 3 years, and the poor little thing is slowly dying, but I love it to death and I don't want to give it up, even though Ken's offered to get me a new one. But I will play with it till it actually sincerely dies. It is slow now. It's finicky. Shuts off on me and occasionally just starts screaming a high-pitched sound, sometimes in the middle of the night. Has two cracks across the front, but it still works. So I like that. So I'm going to do it, keep it going as long as I can. I call it Little Sailor, and I caress it and sweet talk it whenever I turn it on, and it works. And so far, so good. He's hanging in there. And like I said, I'm going to keep him going until the bitter end. One I could fix that is actually working pretty well is my laptop, because I tend to really like the things I get. I'm not huge on change, so when I get something I really like, I don't like to change. But my Acer Aspire with an Intel i5 processor, it was running slow, probably 6 weeks ago. I mean, slow, and I was having trouble getting anywhere, and the little circle would just spin, and I tried everything, and so I finally, Ken and I looked at it, and the hard drive, he determined the hard drive was throwing errors, and so we ended up replacing that with an SSD of similar size, half a terabyte. And what was a pain in the behind, though, and Ken's really good at this stuff, but he actually had to take off the keyboard to get to the hard drive. And he is really good at stuff like that, and I appreciate it because he spent a long time. It was really a pain in the butt. But first go around, we couldn't get a good disk image and before the swap, so we just had to reinstall the software afterwards, which was fine. Sometimes a clean slate's good. But with Steam, well, that's another thing. What do I install first? Of course, the World of Warcraft and Blizzard games were pretty top of the list, and then Steam, that was at the top, too. So that was another reinstalling of everything, which wasn't too bad, but it works really great now. And like I said, Ken's really good at fixing stuff like that, so I feel lucky he could do that so I can keep my little baby going as long as I can. And I am going to call it a day with that. I hope everyone has a good night and a great day tomorrow. And this is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.